Dover. Okay, well, yes. Okay, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the March Ordinary Council meeting. Now, I've declared the meeting open at 4:34. In attendance, Councillor Barrett, President, Councillor Robinson, Deputy President, Councillor Letter, Councillor Penny, Councillor Dewar, Councillor Bryant, Councillor Widham, our staff, we've got our CEO, Karen Callaghan, Pam Hull, Strategic Support Projects Officer, Sharon Winiter, Finance Coordinator, Julie Gooch, Governance and Compliance Officer, Peter Varhoff, Manager of Works. Is there a leave of absence? Renewal? Is there any apologies? No. Item 3, disclosure of interest. Renewal. Item 4, response to previous public questions taken on notice. Is renewal. Public question time. Is renewal. Presentations, petitions, deputations, renewal, and is there any application for a leave of absence? Renewal. Item A, announcement from the presiding member, renewal. Item 9.1, ordinary council meeting 9th, 2025. Recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 19th of February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. I'll see that this one, sorry. I said 2025, but it's a mistake there. I'll just say that recommendation again. That the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 19th February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. I have a mover. Councillor White, second of Councillor Penny. All those in favour, 7-0. 9.2, annual electors meeting, 19th February 2026. So the recommendation that the minutes of the annual electors meeting held on 19th of February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Mover, Councillor White, second of Councillor Dewar, all those in favour, 7-0. 10.1, Great Southern Treasures Memorandum of Understanding 2026-2029. Chief Executive Officer is the author. Do you have any comments to make to this item?
Mr. President, yes. I think the report is self-explanatory. In saying that it provides excellent value for money, for our share at $15,000 to engage Great Southern Treasures as we have done in previous years. But the value comes in active participation rather than passive membership as we go forward, and just continuing to be clear on the outcomes, particularly how this translates into visitation and economic activity locally.
Any comments from the floor regarding this item? Okay, the recommendation there. That the Council, 1, supports the Memorandum of Understanding between participating local governments and Great Southern Treasures for the period 2026-2029. 2, approve the annual subscription of up to $15,000 per annum to participate in Great Southern Treasure as a Tier 2 member council, with provision to be included in the 2026-2027-2028-2029 annual budgets. Request that the Chief Executive Officer monitor the performance and outcomes of Great Southern Treasures to ensure value for money and tourism benefits for the Shire, Grenville, Tamworth. Can we move it, please? Councillor Dewar. Cuba, seconded Councillor Penny, all those in favour, 7 nil. 10.2, revised community emergency services manager model. Once again, Chief Executive Officer is the reporter to this item.
Thank you, Mr. President. The current model is stretched and increasingly unattractive to attract and retain into. Moving to a two shire model positions us ahead of the issue rather than reacting later. And this is an investment in compliance and safety and community confidence as we move forward.
Yep. Any other comments?
Yeah, point I would make, Mr. President, just be good to see that we do get that funding in the favour of 60-40 rather than 70-30.
Yes, agreed. Okay, the recommendation that the Council 1 approve the transition from the current Community Emergency Services Manager system arrangement of one SESM share across three local governments to a revised arrangement of one SESM share across two local governments. 2, approve the Shire of Broome-Tanimbla partnering with the Shire of Woodnilling under the revised SESM model. 3, note that the estimated maximum annual cost to the Shire under the revised arrangement is approximately $59,465. Subject to the final funding split determined by the Department of Fire Emergency Services. 4, note that the revised arrangement is anticipated to commence from the 2026-2027 financial year and will be incorporated into the annual budget planning process. I'll move for that, please. Councillor Witham, seconded Councillor Ladder. All those in favour, 7 nil. 11.1, Crowden Street, Henry Street intersection modification proposal. Peter Blahock, Manager of Works, is the author of this one.
Thank you.
Would you like to speak to you, Peter?
Yes. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As part of the upgrade of Crowden Street, the original plan vision was to join the railway precinct upgrade with the zone and the sporting complex all the way up Crowden Street. So a part of that was addressing the traffic issues that potentially could happen at the intersection of Crowden Street and Henry Street. At the moment, the Henry Street is the priority street and Crowden Street is the give way sign. So what we're proposing is to put the give way signs on Henry Street and make Crowden Street the right of way.
Thanks, Peter. Recommendation that the Council endorses the proposal to modify road signage at the intersection of Crowden Street and Henry Street, with give way signs to be relocated from Crowden Street to Henry Street. I move that, Councillor White, seconded by Councillor Robinson, all those in favour. 12, Green Tower Hostel Hill. Item 13, Pickle 4, Green Tower Shire Support. 13.1, Green Town Site Speed Zoning Review. Chief Executive Officer is the author of this one. Comment?
Yes, Mr. President. It's important that we maintain consistency between zoning and signage, particularly within the region. This is the contemporisation of what is occurring across the region and is coming from many lines to House to respond.
Councillor Dewar.
So, through the chair, reading this diagram correctly, am I, that on Maguire Road, where we've had previous discussions, we will now get a 60k sign before the gravel, but my misreading that.
Before the gravel, so that's still consistent. There's been no changes to the zoning and the speed amendments, no changes to that. It's just the contemporisation of the signage, but no amendments.
So there's still no thought of trying to slow down the wire road?
No, only with the use of signage and alerting that driver to conditions and that it is a gravel road. Given that it's an unsealed road, it's still maintained under the road code to be 110 kilometres an hour rather than 60.
Okay, thank you.
Further comment? Recommendation that the Council 1 notes the proposed speed zoning modifications within the Greenhill town site as outlined by Main Roads Western Australia and the associated plans provided. 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to advise Main Roads Western Australia that the Shire has no objection to the proposed amendments to speed zoning and signage within the Greenwood town site. Move that, please. Councillor Penny, second note, Councillor Weather. All those in favour, 7-0. Item 13.2, Great Southern Voluntary Regional Organisation of Councils Executive Officer Position. Chief Executive Officer Karen Callaghan, is the
order. Thank you, Mr. President. This paper is relatively self-explanatory. Since we have had the introduction of the Executive Officer, the VROC has built momentum. And it certainly alleviates the pressure and the increase that we've got over on the shoulders, in particular the Chief Executive Officers.
Yeah. Any other comments to this item? No, I'll put the recommendation forward. That the Council 1 approve the continuation of the Great Southern Voluntary Regional Organisation Council's Executive Officer position beyond the current funding period ending 30 May 2026. 2, support an equal share funding model for the Executive Officer position. 3, approve an annual financial contribution of approximately $7,631 commencing in the 2026-2027 financial year, subject to confirmation of the final funding arrangements by member councils. 4, note that the host council will continue to meet the catering costs associated with the Great Southern Voluntary Regional Organisation of Councils meetings, and that any additional project work will be considered on a project-by-project basis. And move. Councillor Robinson, second Councillor Dewar. All those in favour? 13.3, financial statements, February 2026. The author is Sharon Miniter, Finance Coordinator. Do you have anything for this item, Sharon? No? Anything from the floor? No? Okay, the recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 28th of February 2026 be received. Mover, Councillor Leder, second Councillor Robinson. All those in favour, 7-0. 13.4, monthly list of payments for every 2026. Once again, our finance coordinator is the author. No comment, Sharon. Anything from the floor? No. Okay, the recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13.A.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority for the Shire purchasing cards for February 2026 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $735,743.86. and credit purchasing card payments total $11,763.10. So move it for that, please. Councillor Dewar, seconded. Councillor Eaney, all those in favour? 7-0. 13.5. Western Australian Local Government Association Electoral Reform Discussion Paper. Chief Executive Officer is the author.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This item has long-term governance implications, full-scale election risks, loss of continuity and corporate knowledge, compulsory voting based on it being 30% at this point in time may increase participation, but it does come at a cost and with an administrative impact. And our position should reflect regional realities and stability.
Okay.
Could I move, Mr. President, amendment to that? And I would move that we consider splitting items 1, 2 and 3 into individual items and voting as they are now as a block of 3 items.
Okay. Well, thank you, Councillor Chula, for clarity. An amendment changes part of the motion and alternative motion will process the motion entirely. So we have the amendment put forward for the split to 3. Do we have a seconder to support Councillor Dewar? Councillor Letter? Okay. So, recommendation that the Council does not support the introduction of full spill elections every 4 years. Moved, Councillor. Do you want to speak to that item anymore?
Yeah, I think CEO Karen McCallaghan has covered that. I just see issues of the continuity of the running of the show. I think this could pose an issue of a total turnover and that would leave us, I think, in a very vulnerable position.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other comments?
I will speak against it, just for the record.
Yes, yes.
I just don't think that the size of Shire we have and the top elections we have, the added cost of having an election every 2 years outweighs the threat of the total spill of all councillors. I don't think it affects us enough that we need to be different than any of the other states. I'm quite happy to push down with full spill elections.
Okay, no further comments? Right, so we'll put it to the vote. It's moved. We probably have to move on to second. So, all those in favour of the recommendation? And those against? So that's passed 4-3. Second item. Supports the introduction of compulsory voting at local government elections. Do you have a move for that? Councillor Minor. Do we have a seconder? Seconders. It's about lapses.
Yes, I'll second that.
You will second that, yeah. Second that, Councillor Dewar. So we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour?
I'll vote with it, just as a member.
So those. Authorises the Chief Executive Officer to facilitate the submission of the Council's endorsed feedback to the West Australian Local Government Association. Can we move on to that, please? Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor Newbillon. And all those in favour? That is passed 7-0. Item 13.6, skid steer replacement. The author is our Manager of Works, Peter Marhoff. Is there any comments to this item?
I'd just ask Peter probably just to explain a little bit of detail how you've come to. So more rather than speaking on the actual numbers itself, it's I guess just asking the process of coming to the recommendation of the machine if put forward as the better machine.
Overall, when you look at our present equipment, it's all most of it's Caterpillar, so we have the oils, the filters, all consistent. And purchasing it's through the one that for parts, and that is extremely reliable. Some days we order something, in the afternoon of one day, and the parts here the next day. Sometimes I'll run the part up from Albany. The warranty has always been very good with that brand. It's good resale value in the long term. Like I explained earlier, any one of those machines would do the job. I thought just the overall benefit and value to the organisation. We've had a very good run, a very good backup with Caterpillar. Not unusual for them to be here if we need them in a day. So the cost is a little bit more than one there that's a similar size, but the overall benefit when you take everything in consideration, that's what we'd need to that. Decision, yeah.
No, thank you.
Any further comments? I'll put the recommendation forward that one, the quote submitted by Westpac Proprietary Limited at $142,560.29, excluding GST, for the purchase of one Caterpillar 255 compact track loader be accepted, and two, the price submitted by Westpac Proprietary Limited, $65,000, excluding GST, for the trade in one 2017 Caterpillar 299D2XHP compact track loader be accepted, noting the net cost of the changeover is $37,560.29. Mover, please. Councillor White, second. Councillor Robinson, those in favour. 7 more.
And a number of the strategic planning documents as a result of that too have been moved over and carried over to the next financial year as a result of the lack of resources to focus on those. There's no other major amendments to the energy budget.
Okay. Any other discussion? The recommendation forward, I see that it's voting requirement is an absolute majority. That 2025-26 annual budget be amended with the changes outlined in the mid-year budget review document. And 2, the 2025-26 mid-year budget review for the period 1 July 2025 to 31 January 2026 be adopted. Can we have a move for that, please, Councillor? Second Council meeting, those in favour. That is 7 nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Nil. 15, elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. 16, questions from members without notice.
Just going to ask on the diesel situation. I see there's some talk that we've scaled back different activities, but have we got sound on at this stage? Is it a big concern or are we looking not too bad?
Through the chair, yes, Councillor Dewar, it continues to be an issue for us that we are managing and monitoring every day. We have changed the way that we are operating in terms of working in groups and being mindful of the work that we are undertaking. I had a meeting with the local emergency management committee through Katani last week to gauge what the general consensus was, and Great Southern Fuels was there. Their priority at this point in time is emergency management, school buses and farmers. But we haven't seen a major issue at this point in time. We did receive 3,000 litres on Wednesday, or Tuesday, sorry. So we're continuing to monitor it as we go, but amend particularly our roads program, and to also engage additional contractors to continue on with the prioritised funding projects.
Can we isolate fuel for emergency services, or there's no need we can monitor that? Or their existing suppliers?
We can monitor our existing suppliers, but that's certainly a discussion, I believe, between the state government, Great Southern Fuels, and additional fuel suppliers and emergency management, not at the local level.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And just through the chair, can I just make a comment? It's going to impact things like future, immediate and future costs of doing things. For instance, the cost of bitumen is going to go through the roof, and we'll have to make a choice when we get a few jobs ready for seal in the next couple of weeks, how we approach it, because with the tenders, when you do a bitumen tenders, there's a thing called a rise and fall, and that's to compensate for the cost of oil and diesel.
So that that's actually written into the code, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a code.
Yeah,
all all bitumen tenders, oil. But so what it can mean is if we're going to, if we're budgeted to seal 3 kilometres of the road, we may only be able to achieve 2. Or we continue the graveling and preparation and seal the following year, which we've been doing lately with a lot of success, but we had no failures in any of the roads that we've done that way for the 3 year seal and that sort of thing. And there is funding implications. And then just in general, all of our contractors, they've been hit with extra costs, so they'll obviously want to pass them down on the line as well.
So under these circumstances, they're funding. Would there be grounds for having some of those relaxed and then doing cost analysis on the project? Meaning, are you better off doing 2 kilometres instead of 3, or actually stopping them together, applying for the funding to carry over and hope this sorts itself out, and then do the full 3 kilometres?
Well, when you carry funding over, especially, it's not a big problem with roads to recovery money, because that's like a bucket of money for 5 years. Provided you spend all of those funds over 5 years, they don't really mind if you do a little bit this year and more next year. But with Regional Road Group, it can, if too many shires carry over, it can affect the pool, the funding for next year's pool, which could impact us. The way, it also means that if you already have a fairly full program next year, then you add a lot of this year's in there, very hard to achieve. You start banking, building up too much, more than what you can achieve. So, what we're trying to do this year is get as much done as possible before the winter, and hopefully have a minimal amount of funds to carry over. It's going to have to, depending on.